thy goodness.
In Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
So Rawls, all right, folks, we've got Trouble in River City.
Right here
in River City. Welcome back as we bring in Jim Ryan and Tejas from ABC News. Talk about a little trouble with Bob Baffert as we move to the next leg of the Triple Crown. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Not so much for Bob Baffert. He is defending himself against these allegations that Medina Spirit, the horse he trained and the one that won the Kentucky Derby, was carrying something else besides a jockey, carrying betamethasone in his system, 21 picograms of the stuff. A picogram is one trillionth of a gram. Baffert says that's about enough to constitute a grain of sand in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And at the same time, he says that they didn't use betamethasone when they were training this horse. It's a topical used in lotions on people for arthritis pain and joint pain, and it's used in training horses for inflammation and pain, but he insists they didn't use the stuff at all. He has no idea how it might have ended up in the system of Medina the Spirit, the horse.
Well, Jim, here in Louisville, Kentucky, often, betamethasone would just come in out of the air, out of thin air, and it'll just appear and it'll evade your body. Maybe that's it, I guess.
It does that. It rains it here, Jim.
It rains it here. But listen, this is obviously, it's not a good look for horse racing. I'm not a horse racing fan anyway, but horse racing in general has been plagued. Think about have we forgotten about all the horse deaths, the mysterious deaths out of Santa Anita, out in California? Now this, I mean, it's not a good look for horse racing. How damaging is this, in your opinion?
Well, historically it's damaging. This would only be the second disqualification of a horse, of the winning horse in the Kentucky Derby. Only the third overall. The last one in 2019 was for bumping another horse or interfering with another horse, the winning horse that year. But you're talking about 148 years of history that would be sullied by this somewhat. For Bob Baffert, it could be a fine of a few thousand dollars, maybe a few months suspension, but the damage to his reputation would be enormous. And that could hurt much worse than just this fine or a suspension. So he's trying to get out in front of it. He was out yesterday before the announcement came from racing officials of the positive test. He came out and said, yeah, there was a positive test involving Medina Spirit, and here's my defense of the whole thing. We'll learn more today. They're going to do a split sample testing of the samples from the Kentucky Derby, and we'll determine what happens next. They've pushed back the draw for the Preakness until tomorrow afternoon at 4:00. It was set for today, but given what happened with the Kentucky Derby, they're going to hold off just a bit.
I love his excuses. Really, the amount is so small. It is like a grain of sand in the Sahara Desert. If this stuff doesn't help at all, then why is it in the horse, Bob? And by the way, this is the fifth time in the past year that one of his horses has tested positive.
Yeah, he's had a feasible explanation every time it has happened. And in Arkansas, he ran a horse that also came back positive for something, but he appealed that decision, and disqualification was lifted, as was his suspension. So everything was just fine. But you're right, this is happening over and over, and people in the racing world are starting to scratch their heads and say, is this another Lance Armstrong kind of case, that that all the winning has come with something extra?
Now, he did blame the aspirin fairy for the Arkansas thing. So
It's not a good look. And going to that, the Belichicks of the world, look, he's been accused of cheating his entire career, but he's still considered the greatest football coach of all time. Bob Baffert will probably end up going, no matter how this plays out, he will end up going down as maybe the greatest trainer of all time. So in the long run, he's safe, because he's still young enough to have another four or five Derby winners, to tell you the truth. But it's not, it's not a good look. I wonder what's, Churchill Downs. Here's what we all thought. Boy, Churchill Downs was quick to suspend him right after that. Like, it was, and that kind of tells me everything you need to know of how quickly they were like, no, he's suspended. He can't have any horses here at Churchill Downs until further notice. That was quick for us. I wonder if there's any long-term implications for Bob Baffert for this, Jim Ryan.
Well, yeah, I think that this being the fifth incident like this, even if he's cleared totally, the disqualification goes away and everybody comes out happy, that still his reputation is going to be damaged just a bit. And you probably know this as well as I do, but there are people who bet on Medina Spirit to win at 12-1 odds. They made a lot of money. They're going to hold on to those winnings.
Yep.
But the $1.8 million that was supposed to go to the team, you know, the purse of this race would essentially go to the second place finisher, Mandolin, right? And but the people who bet on Mandolin to win, they don't suddenly
they're out of luck.
Yeah. More.
They're out of luck. Well, I heard that Bob Baffert's wife Jill had said, "Ooh, I already spent the money, so I'm not sure we can get that back to you." Jim Ryan, ABC News. We appreciate your time, brother, and stay safe in Tejas.
Take care, guys.
See Take it easy, Jim. One final thought on that of mine is: here's the way I always look at things. When you find something out, this is what we do know. What is it that we don't know? It's kind of like the tip of an iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
If there's been five different times in the past
what
year.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying
like to. Like there's fish, something fishy with horse racing?
Possibly. You guys mentioned in the first hour when we talked about this. Jim just mentioned in the second hour when we talked about this. Lance Armstrong. So let's do a cyclist story, okay?
Okay.
I used to do, and I still do to this day with my wife, practice a certain thing. I call it asking for the pony. Like, if you're a little kid and you want a dog, you ask for a pony, and then you settle on a dog.
Right, right,
okay?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get the $5,000 Rolling Stone tickets, but then we end up with the $400. But still, it's a win in my book.
Like, before she got married, she said, "Please, God, give me a Clooney."
Right. She got Dom DeLuise. Still a cinematic icon.
Yes.
So, a cyclist got hit by a driver, and he has a lawsuit. So what does that mean? The guy's name's Tyler Chamberlain, and this happened in Canada. So our Canadia people up north, all
yes.
right? He decided, you know what, the best thing for me, once the driver was identified, he said, legal action, that's my best move. So he did. He filed a lawsuit.
He sued him, eh?
Yeah, sued him, eh?
Yay.
Take off. So, in the suit, he made some amendments and added some defendants and demanded restitution. One of them is an MRI of his entire body. I think that makes sense. That's not
fair
too
enough.
That's not too much
sure,
to
sure.
ask. Is that
fair
too
enough.
Much to
fair
ask?
Enough.
No,
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 no.
Another one is 500 shares of Tesla. That's a bit
Seems
odd.
Seems weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Maybe Schwinn.
He added a private audience with Her Majesty the Queen.
Okay.
All right. He wants suspension of trade with China.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
But there's more. He wants a postponement of the election.
This Bill O'Reilly that got hit
what
by?
What election?
He wants is a Canada.
Oh,
it's your Trudeau.
He wants the release of classified documents.
Which ones?
Area 51. Wait, that's America.
He wants the cleaning up of a swamp. Oh, that's, well, he's showing
that's okay.
His.
Oh, kind of like this guy.
Now let's.
kind of like this guy. Let's get creative here.
And of course. And of course, you got to have financial restitution because he was hidden, all
right. Right? Yeah.
He'll end up with a case of Molson.
On top of the 500 shares of Tesla, for financial restitution, he asked Judge Douglas Thompson for.
Douglas?
$32 trillion.
All right. Like this guy, I really do now.
It's $1.50 in Canada.
Needless to say, the lawsuit that included extra seven defendants like the Queen, the Prime Minister, the Premier.
And the Rothschilds.
The Supreme Court of British Columbia, the elections of British Columbia, and on and on and on, including the General Hospital where he was treated. The Judge Douglas Thompson, said, get out of here, and he tossed the case. So
didn't even get the Molson.
Didn't even get the dog.
My six-pack of moose head.
Right.
There was Dwight. Now, you know what? I just want to admit that Dwight and I could be, we could be jerks to some of our coworkers.
Huh? What?
I mean, what?
What?
Every once in a while. So Dwight says, this is on cycling. So Dwight and I meet us at what was the restaurant in Oxmoor Shopping Center next to Dick's? It was
BJ's.
No, the one next to that. Our buddy owned it.
Oh, Yankee Noodle.
Yes, yes.
Here's my two favorite restaurants located right next to Dick's.
Yes.
BJ's and Yankee Noodle.
I know.
Perfect.
Perfect. It really is. It's like, how do we not live here? So a coworker said, I'll meet you up there. But they rode their bike. Okay. So when they got here, they had the little click-in shoes, right? And they had the little riding shorts with the giant pad in the butt.
That's right.
Okay, so the person's walking like this with like literally something up their butt and doing the click.
Click, 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 click.
And walking like something's up their butt. Click, 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 click. And we saw them coming like 30 yards away and we're like, look at this. Look at this. We made fun of that person so much, they turned.
Got up,
walked, click, 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 click with their butt click, in the air, click, got click, back click, on their bike and left and called us jerks as they left. And we said, we were just being friendly.
You guys are like Robert Downey Jr. and the other one in the balcony of the mall overlooking the weird science geeks dumping slushies on them.
Oh, wait a minute. We would never waste a good milk.
We wouldn't waste a slushy. We'd put either vodka in it.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Right.
But yes, I don't understand sometimes the... but look, you're into what you're into. I'm not going to judge.
No, absolutely. But then again, every time I want to go play catch, I just get my catcher, my baseball glove and a baseball. I don't put on a full baseball uniform and then go out in the front yard.
I'm sure all these guys have those sponsors that are on their tights.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse really sponsors you, Mr. Middle-Aged Fat Guy?
Team Budweiser.
I don't know.
Hey, we're going to go ride our bikes. Really? What time you want to go? Let's go at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
Hey, what's the route? Hirschborn to Westport Road. What?
And then side by side on River Road during rush hour.
And then pissed at us.
Right.
Right? It's like, look, I'll give them plenty of room, but my God.
Hmm. A Georgia woman is upset because her home's buzzing yet again for a second time. Here's what happened, though. It's disturbing to me. But at least here's what I would say to her if she complained. That's horrible, but at least it's not spiders. A swarm of 100,000 bees is living in her home, but she's lived in the home for 14 years. During that time, she's had to remove bees not once, twice, but four times. The first time was in 2017 when a massive hive has been removed, but evidently things weren't finished because they're back again. A swarm of 100,000 bees living in her home.
Well, but she's got pretty flowers around her house.
Yeah, but what's the price tag on having that removed?
I don't know. Yeah, but 100,000 bees might be 3 square feet. We don't know. We're not
right.
We don't know exactly what that is. But bees
that sounds relaxing.
This is Dr. Fauci.
Oh, Dr. Fauci. You're not a doctor of bees, dude.
I am a scientist, and I went to science school, and pollination is one of the things that we learned.
That's true.
Listen, one of the most dangerous things about COVID-19 is bees cross-pollinating your flowers and your honey with COVID.
That's not a thing, Tony Fauci.
Don't call me Tony. My name's Anthony. I'm very dignified, and I'm a scientist.
Shut up, man. Can we just get like...
I don't know.
Can we at least get one of these chains that go
Sasquatch
on the door?
Sasquatch can't be here, but we've got Dr. Fauci.
Can we at least get one of these chains, you know, where they open the door and always open...
Oh, that's a great idea.
But he would still yell through the thing.
No, it is.
We haven't heard from What's-His-Face for a while.
Don't say his name. Please.
Okay.
Please don't.
No.
Please don't.
Because especially if you bring up Bear-Nose.
Yeah, I know.
Someone's been taking my sodas. I bet you I know who it is.
Well, listen. Let me tell you this. Hey.
I bet you I know.
It's probably Paul Stanley.
Okay,
I
whispered it.
Why would you say Paul Stanley?
Listen, people. A lot of people say that Mondays aren't cool.
Mondays suck, man. We do.
Monday mornings is cool.
Mondays are cool.
No, they're not.
If Paul Stanley says it, it's automatically
okay,
cool.
Okay, listen. I want to say this. I want to say thank you to everybody that came out to the Childhood Cancer Family Fund Foundation fundraiser Saturday night. I especially want to say, everybody, thank you so much. We did a lot of good for the neighborhood. I want to say thank you to Karen Schmidt. She won one of the cash pots. She immediately said, here, give this right back. Well done. I want to say thank you to Kathy Witten, no relation. She has an H in her name. She won a cash pot and gave it right back. And I want to say thank you to Baronel's Pizza for doing good for the neighborhood yet again. This is one of the many reasons why I and my family supports Baronel's Pizza. All they do is constantly give back to Louisville and Southern Indiana. Not to mention, they have the best pizza in the universe. I'm specifically talking for me about the Mama Baronel's Pizza. But Baronel's Pizza will make your pizza the way that you want it. Anyway, they even have cauliflower pizza at some locations. They have gluten-free at every location. And listen to this, guys. At Baronel's Pizza, Bowman Field only, they have a hot brown pizza.
Say what?
That's what I'm talking about. Why would you support anyone else? Support locally owned and operated. They give back to their community. Baronel's Pizza, yeah, it's that good.
All right, I think today's going to be a pretty good day with the market. And we're going to check in with the Bloomberg Money Minute coming up next. And matter of fact, it is. It's up, except for NASDAQ. Techs are getting smacked. But the Dow, over 35,000. Is that a record, 35,000?
I believe so. Right. It's getting close if it's not.
It is. It's over now.
Saxon should have done this song on their tribute album.
That's exactly
right. That
would
have been awesome.
Yep. You know who nixed it? Nibby Nibby Dubs. Nubs said we're not doing it.
It's Nibs and it's Saxon, and you both know that. I'm just going to...
News Radio 840 WHS. Come back.
No.
Come back.
WHAS.
This is Danny Trejo, and you're listening to Tony and Dwight.
What a badass he was, man. Did time.
Whoa, was?
Still is.
Yeah.
Okay, take two. What a badass he is, man. Yeah. Danny Trejo, locked up, spend time in San Quentin. Yeah. While you're there, you become the San Quentin boxing champion and reigned there the entire time.
I know.
He finally makes parole. They're doing a movie. I forgot what little whiny brat movie star it was, but they were trying to teach him how to, you know, fight. And he kept doing the prima donna. Why are you showing up at this? And they said, Trejo, we need you to show this guy how to do a couple of things. He came in. The guy didn't say one word to him. It was yes, sir, no, sir. And that's how he started it. That's how he started his movie career. Great guest, too, by the way.
Okay. Cicadas.
Yes.
Nice segue.
I've heard a number.
Bob Cicada.
Well, I'm getting to what one of your fears.
Oh, like. No.
One of your fears.
Better not have nothing to do with spider.
There, I think Dr. Fauci said that there were going to be close to 1 trillion cicadas. Yeah, thank you.
What'd you do, dude?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to quote the guy.
You said, dude.
I said nothing of the sort. I said 1.7 trillion.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're
okay,
right.
What's the, just let him do his story,
no,
Fauci.
He's right. Thank you, Fauci.
In science school, they said accuracy is utmost
important. All right. That's what they said.
So cicadas going to be crawling up from the ground. They say a close to a trillion, or Dr. Fauci says 1.7 trillion. Do you know what likes to eat cicadas?
Oh, don't say spiders, please.
Bill Cox.
Well, maybe.
It's a delicacy for him.
Right,
yeah,
sure, nice cicada stew.
Yeah. Copperhead snakes.
Oh.
Copperheads don't really bother me.
We had one last year in our driveway.
Yeah. I'm not going to mess with them, but at least here's the thing. But here's the difference between a copperhead and a spider.
Yeah, but a copperhead rose.
One's a snake, one's a spider.
Okay, then maybe they're... I stand corrected. There's two differences.
One wears pants.
One has 8 eyes, one has 2 eyes. And that's another thing I hate about spiders. What do you need 8 eyes for? It's just, you're just creepy looking all around, right?
So they can see you coming.
I know.
I don't like them either.
Let's get off spiders and get back to snakes. Don't like spiders.
The problem with copperheads
that ain't
is
what it takes to love me.
Sorry. We're old school country. Sorry.
Yeah, well, old school country, you should put up Copperhead Road then.
Copperhead Road.
Who was that saying that?
That was
Steve Earle.
All right. So the problem with copperheads is that they look like the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go sit next to a tree or you're hanging out or you're going to go up and go, oh, look at all the cicadas on that tree.
Yeah.
Be careful because a copperhead might...
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, as a Copperhead Roscoe P. Coe turn all of a sudden?
Get him,
Roscoe
get
P.
Get them cicadas.
Roscoe P. Copperhead. Listen, guess where there aren't trees or copperheads?
In the Sahara.
In my basement. But spiders somehow managed to get in there.
In mass numbers.
If you're spiders, I hate you.
Let's listen to old Copperhead real for a second. Such a happy song.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here.
Yeah.
You only come a town about twice a year.
Twice, y'all.
You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line.
What are you doing with that?
What you doing with all that?
What are you doing with that?
Pawning it.
Actually, yeah, it's where the copper's more, worth more now than the moonshine.
The whole song's about stealing air conditioning parts.
He made the best meth. People came from miles around. Come back from Copperhead
Road. All right. Pets and their owners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I welcome this segment.
All right.
Let's talk
of the costs.
Okay.
Let's talk of the cost.
Well, let me just start by
talking of the cost of bringing a pet home.
Let me just say this. Had I known when we adopted Lemmy, Lemmy is the perfect example of why you should buy the lifetime warranty.
Yep. Oh, you all have spent.
Golly. Two ACL surgeries. Allergic to everything you can shake a stick at.
And he still doesn't have a jumper.
Dwight will be 65, and they're like, why are you still working? Well,
I had this dog named Lemmy. Skin condition.
Does he have the diabetes yet?
No, it'd be easier to say diabetes. What's not wrong with Lemmy. But Lemmy, if you're listening, Pop-Pop loves you. Pop-Pop loves you. Okay.
You're creeping the dog out.
No, he loves. He calls me. No, Lemmy calls me Pop Pop.
Why does his eyes start to shift when you do it?
No, he calls me Pop Pop.
No, he does not.
He says it with his eyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pop Pop. Mm-hmm. Hello, Pop Pop. I think I need some crunchy dog nuggets, Pop Pop.
Do you want me to chew on a rub man for you, Pop Pop?
See the problem was I coached the dog that if anyone actually touches me to destroy him.
That happened to the owner of
Weatherby. I know
Weatherby's rubs and no one else. Okay, how many times? You all didn't actually touch me though.
Why would I touch you?
I don't know. Good point.
Okay. You will spend right off the bat $176 on average for supplies, adoption fees, and all that. That's about it.
Right. You have a supplies party that day because you're so excited.
Supplies.
So you buy the kennel and you buy the beds and you buy the toys and the food and the treats.
Yep.
But everybody jumps out and they say, supplies.
They say they spent also $111 on average. This is an American average.
Okay.
$111 per month on your fur babies.
That's way under.
For you.
For us.
For you. Dave,
that's high for us.
Every single
month. Although Charlie's on medicine now, that's about $60 a month. So.
Well, then you're there then.
We make sure that me and Lemmy do a Saturday morning trip to Feeder Supply every Saturday, and he gets a new toy.
We know this.
He gets to pick out his own toy, as a matter of
How
fact.
How much is his medication?
Oh, good Lord. Which medication, man?
Okay, that's what I'm asking. What's yours a month?
Do
you think?
Lemmy has a daytime and a nighttime pill thing.
He has
a morning one and a nighttime one.
Yep, we have that too.
I would say he's about $125 a month
in meds.
Just in meds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Food. Is he still eating vegetables, or are you getting back on dog food?
No, he's back on. He's back on a special dog food.
Oh my God.
And thank you, Feeder Supply, for helping us out with that.
It's a Wolfgang Puck blend, actually.
No, it's like an all-natural thing. Yes, I had to go. Yes.
And they massage his feet while he eats.
No, I massage his neck.
His neck. I'm sorry. You massage the dog's neck while he eats.
Feet is when he's resting and watching his programs on TV.
Never forget your sister-in-law lean into me and go, it's not the dog.
Okay. Do not watch Old Yeller with him.
No, no, no. He hates that.
Who, me or the dog?
The dog.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. The dog had rabies.
She never cried when O'Reiller died.
The dog wanted to die. Okay.
How do you know that?
Because he had rabies.
But it doesn't mean, man. It just means,
what?
It just means the dog doesn't like water, and his mouth is a little foamier than usual.
Okay, so after,
you want to die.
After 10 years, they say the total cost is about $13,320 over the lifespan of your dog or cat. I think cats are a lot less expensive
than
dogs.
We're already past that.
Yeah, but they have nine lives you got to pay for.
With his surgeries, I bet we're already past that.
Oh, I guarantee it, because one surgery was like $4,000, wasn't it?
Fortunately, we haven't spent that much on our puppies. They've been very, very healthy, knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. Okay, so here's the concerns. Here's the percentage on the survey of pet owners that worry about their pets.
All of them,
yeah,
should be.
Yeah, well, the pet will get hurt. About half the people are worried the pet will get hurt. Half the people say that they're worried that the pet will get sick. 33% worry if their pet is unhappy.
That's me.
Yeah.
I always worry he's going to fall into the wrong crowd, too.
Yeah, yeah. What would that be, the in-laws?
31.
Yes.
31% of the owners say they're worried their pet will get lost.
Nope.
No.
Well, listen, we put every form of security to keep
him from running away.
Yes.
And this one, I believe Susan and Dwight would be in this category, not Dave and Becky.
Okay.
That their pet will hurt someone, 26%.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yours is trained to kill.
Absolutely.
Ours make noise, but they don't bite.
They're too cute.
Lemmy can be a chomper. Sorry, Brett Weatherby from Weatherby's Rubs.
You got to admit, Dave's dogs are cute.
Oh, they're adorable. They come up
to you,
yeah.
They come up to you and you're sitting at a table and they just kind of look up at you like, are you going to pick me up or what?
I will say that Louis the cat, your cat, is the one of the
He's a dog. Cats. He's a dog cat.
He's a cool cat.
He's a dog cat.
He's a real cool
cat. So before you jump in, because my daughter was saying, we should get an English bulldog. And I was like, we should not. Because you're leaving in 2 years and then I'll have a damn dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's expensive. It is not cheap to own a pet, so be prepared for that.
Every city has famous attorneys, whether it be a personal injury attorney. You know, we've got
the Hammer.
We've got T.J. Smith. We've got the Hammer. We got Carl Truman. The Colonel.
Bill Cox.
We got who?
Bill Cox.
Bill Cox.
No, Bill Cox is not an attorney.
Who was Bill Cox? That famous case. What was it with? Oh God, it was Bill Cox. Who was the defendant?
Don't let Carl answer this.
It was Cox v.
Cox v.
What was that? Forget.
You're looking for it.
I know.
It didn't come, and I'm glad.
Oh, well, maybe that's the problem with the case.
Oh, my word. This break is spiraling out of control.
Maybe
anyway,
that was the issue.
Anyway, a San Antonio DUI attorney known as DWI Dude is arrested for a scam.
Shocking.
But here is the problem.
Yes.
Out of all the people that you're going to scam out of money,
yeah,
don't do it to these clients. It doesn't have a bad ending. Well, you know, it's got a litigation ending, but he scammed a reported $1.5 million out of Colombian drug traffickers.
Oh.
Out of all the people you're going to mess with.
Oops. What an idiot.
Hey, listen, thanks for using me, the DWI guy. Mm-hmm. Thanks for meeting in my office. Hey, what the hell is that chainsaw and plastic for?
Why are you putting a tire around my neck? What are you doing?
You silly gooses. We ain't going to need no chainsaw and plastic. What you doing? So anyway, he was taking money from them, saying they were going to contract government officials that would accept bribes. Well, of course, he wasn't doing any of that, and then he got caught. Flipped on. Now the 65-year-old was sentenced to 16 years and forced to pay back $1.5 million for restitution. He also had to forfeit his law practice. So,
and his
sayonara.
Life.
Yeah. What? No, no kidding, man. Once you get in prison.
When you rip off those people,
hey,
they tend to kill you in grotesque ways to send a message.
Hey, I'm in prison. There's no way the Colombian cartel could get to me here.
Drug dealers don't lead with positive thinking
or
positive reinforcement. They lead by fear.
They're not the most forgiving industry. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No.
And then when they do punish you, it can't just be like, you know what, we're going to have to fine you and do this. They want to have an a rat eat your tongue out or something.
Not a lot of written warnings.
No, there's not. No.
All right, Christian Brothers Roofing. All right, folks, if you're looking for
a new
sailor. Roof. Hello. Christian Brothers Roofing. I'm excited about Christian Brothers Roofing. 244-0208. 244-0208. This is family owned since 1997, whether you need a commercial roof or a residential. Look, it's not sexy to get a new roof. Unless you get one of those really fancy roofs and then you're like, and then the whole neighborhood's talking about you. But for the most part, every 15 to 20 years, this is a routine unless there's storms and you have storm damage. Either way, Christian Brothers will do a free estimate for your home and then you can choose which roof you want. It's that simple and then they'll put it on. All right. Let's keep it simple with Christian Brothers Roofing. 244-0208. 244-0208. If you have an estimate on a roof already, call them and see if you can get a good price. 244-0208 Christian Brothers Roofing. Or go to ChristianBroRoofing.com. Back after this. Oh, I thought this was Copper Road. Copper Road.
Another Steve Earle tune.
Oh, yeah. News Radio 840 WHAS. Radio blasting in the bird dog home.
Down. Cause me and my boys got the trigger wound and we come 1,000 miles from a guitar jam.